think the water quality was when your great-great-great-grandfather got here in a covered wagon?
Man. Well, that's a good question. That's probably pretty good back then.
Sinking that first well up in Skull Valley and seeing that white, clear gold come up. Boy, that must have been something else.
If you look in Cajun recipe books that are 50, 60, 70 years old of recipes that they've been using for 50, 60, 70 years, so many of the recipes are drinks. Because of the water and the malaria, they had to boil everything before they drank it.
Wow.
So you're in this very hot, humid environment, and the water and disease, the amount of boiled drinks that are in old Cajun recipe cookbooks is half the book.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
You know, in events like we're currently going through, people's curiosity about cleanliness rises up to the top. But someone who's lived with softened water, treated water in their home, gets in the habit. I mean, I live in a home with softened water for my skin, for no other reason, just because I tend to run very, very dry, and I hate lathering up lotion on my body all the time. So getting the chlorine out and getting the softened water and how much more I enjoy my showers, that's the reason I have a water softener, is for my showers. But there was an occasion a couple years ago, Flint, Michigan, where it was one of the very rare instances that community-provided water was proven to be dangerous. And we got a flood of inquiries. What are the chances that can happen here? Do we have to worry about that? And a term started being used then, that I had not heard up until then, called final barrier. Is that a term that's common in the water treatment industry?
I wouldn't say so, but okay. I mean, I've heard the term. And what ends up happening is, I understand what you're talking about. We deal with what we call point of use and point of entry treatment.
Yeah.
And in Flint, Michigan, basically that was an issue not so much with the water, but it was the actual infrastructure. And if you had a whole house water system that was like a water filter, water softener, it would have taken the lead out prior to being used inside the house. So if you had that, even though you have a softener, its principal job is to remove the cations from the water. Additionally, if you had like trace amounts of lead, copper, zinc, manganese, it would also take those things out as well. And you had mentioned about your skin. Just last night, I got a letter from a customer who put in a brand new system. And 2 days later, the guy goes, "Hallelujah, my wife's hair doesn't look like Medusa anymore." And I was like, "What?" So it makes a difference with your skin, hair, dishes, laundry, but also provides that peace of mind for us. And like Rosie was talking about, the final barrier at the cities, in my opinion, in Arizona, do a stellar job with the resources they have. The problem with it is it's unrealistic to expect the city to deliver bottled water to your house. And you don't necessarily need the same quality of water you drink as you flush down the commode. But you do need water that doesn't give you all the white crusties, doesn't build up, destroy the plumbing and appliances. And if your house were to burn down, people have fire insurance. The replacement cost, about 40% of the infrastructure, the pipes, plumbing, and fixtures, are about 40% of the cost of the house. What the water systems do is provide protection for that part of your house. So it extends the life of the water heater, reduces the operating and heating costs. It basically, if I shave with a blade with good water, I can go 30 to 45 days with the same blade. With hard water, I'm using a blade a day.
Interesting.
Ladies find if they use a pH balanced shampoo, after about 3 or 4 days, they can eliminate things like conditioner. They don't have to lube up. The average person in Arizona, they take a shower, shampoo, dry off, hand creams, body creams, lotions, and they tell me that's normal. When you have a good water system, straight pH balanced shampoo, good water, and most people find they eliminate conditioners, no dry skin. Remarkable stuff.
We're here talking water treatment with John Owens of Kinetico, one of the Rosie Certified approved contractors for you to consider when getting water treatment at your house. And when people call and ask me, should I get water treatment, I always ask, what are you trying to accomplish? What is it? You know, I can bring a Home Depot 5-gallon bucket to your house, fill it with a hose, and stir it with a paddle, and that's treated water. That's oxygenated water, you know. So just tell me what you're trying to accomplish, and then every system is fine-tuned to that. But I think, I'm not big on regulatory, mandatory things, but the other, I mentioned I have a water softener for my showering, but I have an RO system to keep from having to buy plastic bottles. The scourge of plastic bottles on the globe is alone worth everybody having an RO system underneath their kitchen sink, for sure. Folks, we're here with John Owens of Connecticut talking water treatment. If you've got a question, feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're going to talk about that nasty, nasty, dirty water and what we can do to get it all fixed up for your taste and for your enjoyment and your health.
And your home.